measure.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Well, it will be Mount Holmes ball to start this second quarter as they lead Chadwick 13-11. Officials calling the teams out on the floor. So it will be Mount Ryder McLean batting the ball on the far sideline. Both teams with their starting fives.
Rebounds pretty equal there. Mountain Home with 7, Chadwick with 6. Both have 3 offensive rebounds. Turnovers, Chadwick had 4, Mountain Home with 2.
Gilbert with on the right side. He will give it to McLean. He's going to try another 3. This one won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Garrison.
Controlled is the right word. He went up and got that one. Snatched it one-handed.
Ball is with Garrison up top. Throws over to Smith on the right side. Smith will dribble up between the circles. Mountain Home leaving the man, or no, maybe his own.
Other man this time. Okay. Down.
Here's Smith with it. He picks up his dribble in the paint, gives up top to Guerin. Back over to Smith on the right wing. 10 left on the shot clock. Now Guerin has it in the right corner. He's going to dribble towards the low block. Kicks it back out to Smith. And he's going to be called for the charge.
Good job, Rhett Gilbert there. You could see him kind of baiting him in right there as he kind of stayed in front of him. And he was just quicker to the spot right there. And was it Smith just ran right over him? Yeah.
That's Smith's first personal foul, team foul number 1 here in the second quarter against the Cardinals. Now Tom with the ball leading by 2. Gilbert with it to Tate over on the left side of McLean. He's going to try another 3-pointer. This one won't go. And it is Kingan with the rebound.
Yeah, you're going to live and die by a 3 in this game. They're going to stay that zone. They kind of cut it back to half court right there, but Mount Home's going to have to keep shooting the ball.
Smith with it toward the free throw line. Gives it to Harrison cutting into lane. His layup a little strong, but he draws contact and he'll head to the free throw line.
Better than get Rhett Gilbert there sliding underneath him as he was driving to the right goal.
That is Rhett Gilbert's first personal foul, team foul number 1 against Mountain Home here in the second quarter.
I like that foul, though. Let Garrison know that we're not afraid to slide underneath him as he's coming in there.
And make him earn it.
Make him earn it a little bit, right? Make him look at it as he's coming. When he drives, don't let him just feel like he can get to the hole.
Garrison's first free throw, no good. This game so far has had 3 lead changes, no ties yet. One more free throw for Garrison. Second shot is up. Good. He gets 1 of 2. He has 9. 13-12, Mountain Home up. 6:45 left in the half.
Extend this back as Mountain Home passes over the top, just like you're supposed to right there.
Tate with on the right wing. Boy, yep. Garrison is, they're going to call him for the foul. I don't think Coach Guerin cared much for that.
He was not happy about that. He came firing up out of his seat.
That's Garrison's second personal foul. Team foul number 2 against
bench warning over here.
Bench warning against the Cardinals coach Sean Guerin. Making sure his opinion is heard.
Dylan just said, where's the coach's box?
Oh, that's good. Tate with it. He's going to put up the fadeaway. No good. And Smith gets a rebound.
Now Holmes kind of got cold on the offensive side. Can't buy a shot these last few possessions down.
Smith pulls up for the jumper at the elbow. Good, and Chadwick is back on top. Tristan Smith with his first 2 points. 14-13. There it is. Up on the scoreboard. Cardinals up by 1. Here's McLean. He's going to try to get the lead back with a jumper. No good. Podwoski tips it out to Tate. He'll kick it out to Gilbert in the left corner for the 3. No good. Podwoski tips it out again as Tate dribbles into the lane. Over to Podwoski to McLean for the 3 on the right side. Good!
Tyler Podwoski, thank you, sir. You're just knowing this. Couldn't get a hand on the ball. Tipped it back out. Both times got us that extra possession.
16-14. Mountain Home with back on top. We have our 5th lead change. Here is Smith with it. He will give it to Garrison. Garrison dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up the jumper. Good. He's in double figures with 11. We've got our first tie. 16 all, but 5:27 left in the half.
Chadwick going to back out. They're getting out of the full court press here.
Cork with it at the free throw line. Over to Gilbert on the left side. He dribbles into the lane, puts up the leaner. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Keegan. He will throw it to Garrison, who quickly gives it to Smith. He's going into the lane. It was blocked, and Cork comes up with the ball.
Nice defense there by Cork.
Tate quickly back the other way. Dribbles out to the right wing, up top to Corp. He's going to pull up for the three, rolls around, falls out, and the rebound is controlled by Guerin.
Fast-paced game right now.
No kidding. Smith with it, gives it to Guerin near the right corner. Back out to Smith on the wing. Less than 5 minutes left in the half. Back to Guerin. Guerin dribbles up to the wing, now goes up top. Over on the left side to Garrison. Garrison will throw it over to Smith on the right side. 15 left on the shot clock. Smith dribbles up top. Over to Garrison on the right side. Almost lost handle, but he's going to pull up for the three for the lead. Good. Oh, my gosh. He's on fire.
Just 16 of their 19 points?
Yes. No. He's 14? Got 14.
14?
Yep.
Smith hit a jumper. I forgot about that.
Yep. And that's our sixth lead change as Kevin on top. Back quickly. Who's that? McLean,
yeah. Okay. Nice little giving.
He's figured 10 now. Mount Sonoma trailing 19-18. 4:07 left in the half. Ball goes up top to Garrison. Over to Smith on the right side. Down to Keegan. He's going to be fouled from behind.
Podwaski, there you go. Podwaski trying to get that steal. You know what? It's pretty impressive if you like defense. Watching this Mountain Home team transition, every time down the floor, they are in something different. And it's trying to slow this Chadwick Cardinals team down a little bit by trying to figure out what sets they want to run. But they're doing it so seamlessly and transitioning that everybody's at their spots. Nobody's missing it.
That was Podwaski's first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers here in the second quarter. Ball is with Guerin on the right side. He dribbles up to the top, gives it to Smith on the right wing. Up top now to Garrison. Garrison's going to dribble to the left elbow, put up the jumper. It will not go, and the rebound will be fouled. Going to be called on the rebound attempt. They're going to get Smith. They are.
21, yeah.
Yep, that is Tristan Smith's first personal foul. 13 foul against the Cardinals here in the second quarter.
If you're watching at home and you're trying to figure out how to play defense, Ryder McLean showed you how to play defense on Garrison right there. Stayed in front of him, bellied up, hands up, made him shoot over the top of him, contested shot, and then great job with Mountain Home fighting for the boards.
A little over 3.5 left in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing by one. McLean gives it to Podwaski. He's going to put up the three for the lead. No good. Cork gets off his rebound. His shot will be blocked as he goes back up with it. To take it, gets the ball. He's going to go into the paint. His shot's partially blocked, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line.
Garrison on that. It's going to be two on him. That's who they got.
Okay, that is Garrison. Or is it his third?
That's third? That's 33. What do you got him as?
I've got that as a third.
Okay, that's a.
I'm not sure if that's how we score. That keeps fouls here on this place. So,
Matt, when they played back in this court, probably had a flip board on the scorer's table that told you what the score was.
Yeah. Tate with the second free throw, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Guerin. So we've got our second tie, 19 all.
Well, that's his third. That's going to put Chadwick in a little bit of a quandary here.
Back the other way, Smith's going to go up. He's going to be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line.
You got Corp on that one.
Jackson Corp picks up his foul number three here in the second quarter. So with 3:12 left to play in half, it will be Smith at the free throw line for the first time as he tries to put Chadwick back on top. He's got 2 points so far this evening. First free throw for Smith is good. So Chadwick does get the lead back with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 4 points for Tristan Smith. Chadwick up 21-19, with over 3 minutes left in this half. Tate into the front court, gives it to McLean on the left side. Now to Tate on the right. Now to Corp near the top. He's going to drill toward the elbow, pull up for the jumper, no good. Rebounds knocked around and controlled by Smith.
Court stepped into that three and hit it. He took one step in, was about a foot or a half or so inside the three-point line. It's the worst shot in basketball.
Smith with it on the right side. He's going to dribble into the lane. Kick Garrison near the left side for the no good. Tips the rebound to Tate. He will throw it out quickly in the front court to McLean, who's back the other way for the reverse layup. Good, and we're tied back up.
Nice take right there. Ryder pounded that ball hard, went right at Chadwick player and just kind of kept around him for the reverse layup. Awesome play.
Ryder McClain with 12. Mount Sonoma. Chadwick knotted up at 21. 2:17 left in the half. Over on the side again. Now up top to Smith. Takes screen. Dribbles to the clock. Now he has on the wing. He gives it there to Guerin.
Yeah, look how far back they're being pushed. And then we're going to leave a man open.
Smith's three-pointer well short, and Tate gets a rebound. He's quickly back the other way. Gives up top to Corp. Thought about three. Instead, he will pick up his dribble, throw it to Tate on the right side. Now Tom looking to get the lead back. Tate with it up top. Dribbles to the right side. He's going toward the low block, and he's going to be called for the charge.
Yeah. So one player did take the player control foul, right? Here's the deal. The player that was guarding, though, had a hold of his arm, and he was trying to rip through as he did it. That's a tough call on Mountain Home.
That is Blaine Tate's second personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home has to give in this half. The next one will put Chadwick in the bonus. Smith into the front court. Gives over to Garrison on the right side. We tied it to less than a minute and a half left in this half. Garrison over to Smith on the left. Smith dribbling into the lane. Gives it there to Garrison. 15 left on the shot clock. He has the ball knocked away and stolen by Tate. He's quickly back the other way. Going in for the layup. Good. And Matt Thomas back on top. Wayne Tate with three. We've got our seventh lead change. Matt Thomas 23-1. Little over a minute left in the half.
Gilbert, great job playing defense there on Garrison. Playing him up.
Oh, Smith on the right. Smith will dribble up to the top. He tries to throw it to King, and it goes over his head. And Tate comes up to steal. He gives it to Podwoski for the layup. Good.
Man, great hands there by Blaine Tate. Kind of lost the ball and tapped it mid-hands. Podwoski gets a steal.
Another steal for Podwoski. He's going back the other way for the layup. Good. Tyler Podwoski with back-to-back layups. Matt Thome up 27-21. 18 seconds left in the half as the shot clock is off.
Take the offensive play. Take the player control on him right here.
Ball goes to Garrett, to King, and his layup won't go. The rebound comes to Podwoski. 8 seconds left to play in the half. Ball goes to Corp quickly in the front court. He is going to be...
He's tackled. No!
They're going to call a jump ball, and it is going to be Chadwick's ball on the possession arrow with 3.7 left in the half.
He got absolutely formed, tackled right there. Corp pump faked. The guy just tackled him. Oh.
Ethan's checking in for Mount Home, replacing Blaine Tate.
It does look like it's going to be Mountain Home's ball down here, though.
No, it was because we got the ball to start the second quarter, so it should be Chadwick's.
Ooh.
Inbound pass goes to Smith. Now to Guerin. He's going to try. Oh, he's going to be called for the double dribble, I think. Yep,
double dribble,
right.
Yeah.
So with a half second left, that might be enough time for Mountain Home to do a catch and shoot.
There should be some more time on the clock, I think.
I don't know if they're going to do that. No, they're not.
Should be about 1.2 when he blew the whistle.
No, they're not going to touch
it. Because before the shot, because he obviously got the shot up.
So McClain inbounds it to Corp. He immediately puts up the three. Almost.
That almost went down.
But Mountain Home will take a six-point advantage into the line.
Ooh, that was fast and furious last little 3 minutes there. Nice flurry for Mountain Max. A minute and a half, really, you know?
Absolutely. We'll come back for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. Our score at the break. Now to home leading Chadwick 27-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on SKS 1.7. Watching on the Bomber Sports Network YouTube.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh.